What's a jellicle anyway? Everything you need to know about cats before the movie adaptation by Ryza Bruner. The Cats Are Coming, the film adaptation of the beloved 1981 musical, is underway with a star-studded cast. Idris Elba, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Hudson, Judi Dench, did we mention Taylor Swift, and an expected December 20th, 2019 release date. We're already getting a taste of what's to come, with a featurette released earlier this week and a trailer released on Thursday, a day before that other Cats movie, The Lion King, hits theaters. Fans of the musical are, depending on the case, both excited for and ready to pounce on director Tom Hooper's decisions. But newbies to the Cats universe may find themselves with a lot of questions about these anthropomorphic kitties. Here's a primer on the Cats musical to prepare the uninitiated for the upcoming feline invasion. All right, first, what's the plot of Cats the Musical? The Cats musical, which is a fully sung-through show, revolves around a tribe of cats called Jellicles who are preparing for a ball and an ensuing ritual in which one Jellicle is chosen to become reborn. Cats have 9 lives, remember? Each of the main cats, the curiously named Munkenstrap, Jenny Anydots, Rum Rum Tugger, Grizzabella, Bustopher Jones, Mungo Jerry, Rumpelteazer, Jelly Lorum, Shimbleshanks, Mr. Mistopheles, and more, get moments to shine and show off their distinctive personalities in choreographed dance numbers. In the second act, there's a fight between the mischievous Macavity and the patriarch Old Deuteronomy, who gets kidnapped. With the help of the good cats, Old Deuteronomy is rescued. Finally, the old and oft-shunned Grizzabella is chosen to ascend to a new life. Who created Cats the Musical? Cats the Musical was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and first performed on London's West End in 1981. Lloyd Webber based the wide cast of characters on one of his childhood favorites, poet T.S. Eliot's 1939 book, Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. The book is a whimsical collection of poems that details the antics and histories of all the kitties that would later appear on stage in the musical. Lloyd Webber set Eliot's original verse to his own music, turning the poems into lyrics. The originating team included producer Cameron McIntosh, director Trevor Nunn, choreographer Gillian Lynn, and set and costume designer John Napier. What is a jellicle? The cats in the show refer to themselves as jellicles. The term has a long history. It's a contraction of the phrase, dear little cats, turned into a nonsense term in poetic style for Eliot's 1936 poem, Pollicle Dogs and Jellicle Cats. In Eliot's imagination, jellicles were black and white cats with nocturnal tendencies. But in the Lloyd Webber musical, they embody a broader array of colors and looks. One of their most important traditions is gathering for the annual Jellicle Ball. At the ball, one is chosen to ascend to the Heaviside Lair, a kind of cat heaven, to be reborn. Is Cats still on Broadway? Bad news for fans of live theater, Cats the Musical is not currently on Broadway, but it has been performed on the Great White Way an impressive 8,107 times since it first debuted there in 1982. Its blockbuster first run, from 82 to 2000, broke records as the longest-running show of all time. It's since been surpassed by The Phantom of the Opera, Chicago, and The Lion King. A 2015 revival of Cats closed in 2017. It's also one of the highest-grossing Broadway shows of all time and is thought to have attracted over $3 billion in revenue to New York City. What's the backstory on the Cats movie starring Idris Elba, Taylor Swift, and more? Slated for a December 20th, 2019 release, the movie is directed by Oscar winner Tom Hooper, of The Danish Girl, Les Miserables, and The King's Speech, who's convened a seriously A-list cast. Idris Elba is taking on the role of Macavity. Taylor Swift will play Bombalurina. Jennifer Hudson is Grizzabella. Judi Dench is Old Deuteronomy. Ian McKellen is Gus. Rebel Wilson is Jenny Anydots. Jason Derulo is Rum Tum Tugger. And James Corden is Bustopher Jones. The Cats movie also features some of the world's top dancers in genres ranging from hip-hop to ballet, including Royal Ballet principal dancer Francesca Hayward, and moves from Hamilton choreographer Andy Blankenbuehler. The set was made extra large so that the humans are scaled down to cat size. From the looks of the trailer, the movie is neon-infused and magical, featuring Hudson's booming pipes and very, very expensive-looking production design. And yes, the cats will be furry in the movie. Hooper has mentioned the use of some all-important digital fur technology. What's the response so far to this Cats movie? People are excited, confused, and fascinated by the upcoming movie adaptation. After all, digital fur technology can go in a lot of directions, not all of them good. While he has quite a collection of awards, Hooper is also a divisive director. Not everyone was on board with his starry big screen adaptation of Les Miserables. Actor Ian McKellen summed it up in his response on Twitter, writing, "Most of you are looking forward to it, many are curious, and others have their doubts," he shared on July 17th. We'll just have to wait and see as the promo continues before the movie's December release. Why is Cats so popular? Cats has a long list of celebrity fans and stars who've appeared in its production, including Nicole Scherzinger in the West End revival and Leona Lewis in the Broadway revival. Judi Dench also said she was meant to be in the West End original before an injury waylaid her appearance then. It's also a Tony Award-winning show, winning the prize for Best Musical, among others. The production quality is high, the songs are catchy, and viewers don't necessarily need to speak English or bother following along with the plot, giving it an international reach. It's all about the visual spectacle, which is appropriate for all ages, and it gets a veneer of intellectual credibility thanks to the poetic verse on which it's based. Lloyd Webber himself explained it this way to the New York Times in 2016. "It's the perfect outline for an entertainment. When it works really well, it's the T.S. Eliot that underpins us." Why does Taylor Swift love Cats? Asked about getting cast in the movie, known cat lover Taylor Swift responded, "This is my calling in life." Swift has three cats herself, all named for TV and movie characters, Olivia Benson, Meredith Grey, and her newest kitten, Benjamin Button. "I have cats. I'm obsessed with them. I love my cats so much that when a role came up in a movie called Cats, I just thought, like, I gotta do this," she said earlier this year of her decision to join the cast. She even spoke about an on-set cat school to teach the actors how to tap into their feline instincts. Swift's passion for cats is in part due to their personalities. "They're very dignified, they're independent, they're very capable of dealing with their own life," she said. While Swift has had on-screen cameos before, this is her highest-profile film appearance to date. But followers will know that Swift is no stranger to getting into character. Each of her albums and tours have been lauded for their elaborate storytelling aspects. There's no doubt her enthusiastic fans will be clamoring for awards attention for Swift when the time comes. Have there been other Cats adaptations? Besides the stage production, Lloyd Webber helped coordinate a 1998 direct-to-video Cats movie that recreated the theater musical on film. It was staged at London's Adelphi Theatre and featured a cast of actors who had mostly participated in the musical across different productions before, with the runtime condensed to make it more digestible as a movie. The stage show runs 2 hours and 40 minutes. This movie came in at 2 hours. There have been plenty of riffs on the theme over the years, like Republicats and the Catdashians, too, but the new movie will be only the second officially sanctioned film project for the show.